Welcome to Tech Buzzword of the Week. This week's topic, What is Spear Phishing, is brought to you by whatis.com, the secret of those who always seem to know it all. We invite you to visit whatis.com and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter. Learn one new thing every day. And now, what is spear phishing? Spear phishing is an email spoof used to target a specific organization and seek unauthorized access to confidential data. As with email messages used in regular phishing expeditions, spear phishing messages appear to come from a trusted source. In the case of spear phishing, however, the source of the email appears to be from an individual within the recipient's own company, generally someone in a position of authority. Using available details to make the message seem authentic, the perpetrator drafts an email appearing to come from an individual who might reasonably request confidential information, such as a network administrator, the CEO, or a human resource administrator. Typically, a spear phisher uses social engineering techniques to request some kind of help. If just one employee falls for the spear phisher's ploy, the attacker can masquerade as that individual and gain access to sensitive data. At West Point in 2004, teacher and National Security Agency expert Aaron Ferguson sent out a message to 500 cadets asking them to click a link to verify their grades. Ferguson's message appeared to come from Colonel Robert Melville of West Point. Over 80% of the recipients clicked the link in the message. In response, they received a notification that they'd been duped and warned that their behavior could have resulted in downloads of spyware, Trojan horses, or other malware. Most people have learned to be suspicious of unexpected requests for confidential information and will not divulge personal data in response to email messages or click on links in messages unless they are positive about the source. The relative success of spear phishing relies upon the details. The apparent source is a known and trusted individual, the information within the message supports its validity, and the request seems to have a logical basis. The editors at searchsecurity.com recommend three steps you can use to reduce spear phishing attacks. Number one, establish an awareness program to educate executives and employees about the existence and possible consequences of a targeted attack. These attacks rely on human factors to initially penetrate networks and systems. Therefore, education is perhaps the single most important and effective step an information security department can take to protect their enterprise. Number two, have a response plan. Your users should have a clear idea of what to do when they receive a suspicious email or other computer media. They should know to never click on or load onto their computers anything that doesn't look right and to contact your company's help desk to report the material. Once the suspect material is reported, quickly find out if anyone else received copies and whether they have opened them. If so, this is the time to activate your company's incident response plan because sensitive information may already be compromised. Number three, keep records. If you receive what appears to be a spear phishing attempt by snail mail, keep all the packaging it arrived in. Place all materials into a plastic bag, seal it, and document who has handled it. Maintaining the chain of custody will help law enforcement officials do their job if called upon later. In the case of emails, make paper copies that have complete sets of headers and store electronic copies on permanent media such as CD-ROM. This concludes our broadcast. Thank you for listening. To learn more about spear phishing, be sure to visit whatis.com and stay on top of all the latest technology terms.